broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, yeah, the wind, it's still rocking. There's a high wind warning until 6 this evening for all islands. High wind advisory until 6 p.m. Haleakala, high surf advisory, east-facing shores, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Maui. It's going to be mostly cloudy and windy, yes. And I think golfers are ducks. There's an 840 at Poipu, an 837 at Kapolei. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 940 cart path only. Probably most courses are cart path only. Here on Oahu, at least, it's been raining all night. The winds are easterly, 25 to 40 miles per hour, gusts to 60. We haven't felt them on this side, this Honolulu side, unless you're, of course, standing in between several buildings downtown, and then it feels even stronger than that. We've got a great lineup for you today. Yes, a whole lot of guests coming in this morning. Kevin Robbins, author of The Last Stand of Payne Stewart. Steve Smalls, Hawaii representative, Caddy Now, Sony Open in Hawaii looking for caddies. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Dan Beaver, trick shot artist. He's going to be at the Sony Open in Hawaii. Alex Urban with everything we need to know about the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on the beautifully refined plantation course. And Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel analyst. Golf Channel's live from and Golf Central got so much to talk with him about. But first, we have to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power. They have what you need this weekend. Bring your Christmas list to them. They'll give you Black Friday pricing. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, power it. That's Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. And you know, with this rain can be getting, if you're smelling something funky in the house, water could be getting in your house over time. You didn't know it. Something could be growing in your walls. Call Oahu Extraction, 330-6212, 808-330-6212. They'll give you a free thermal read. They can see inside your walls with their state-of-the-art hydrometer. Call Oahu Extraction. Century Tournament of Champions on the beautifully refined plantation course at Kapalua. Only the champions of the PGA Tour play. Promises to be the best field in golf as we kick off 2020. Century Tournament of Champions. It's January 2nd to the 5th. And then the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour 2020 schedule at the Wailea Country Club, January 8th through the 12th. If you're interested in volunteering, go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And let's bring him into the clubhouse. Brandel Chambly, PGA Tour, Golf Channel analyst, golfchannel.com contributor, author of The Anatomy of Greatness, Lessons from the Best Golf Swings in History. Hanging out in Hawaii, waking up with the minor birds. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brandel.
Aloha, and it's good morning to you. Yes, the minor birds had me up early this morning. They're perched in a tree right outside. But surprisingly, as soon as the sun comes up, they leave.
Yes.
But they're there from about 4 in the morning till about 5:30, making all kinds of racket.
Yeah, they're deciding where to go, you know. Okay, you go that way, I'll go this way, and we'll all get back together again tonight.
Well, I had decided where to go last night. We were going to play golf this morning, and we are, but after listening to your wind advisory, I'm a little bit nervous. Gusts up to 60 miles an hour. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did. You know, some places 50, possibly higher, depending on where you are. Yeah, we got a wind warning in effect, so it's gonna be
gracious.
Yes. And you were in Waipio Valley yesterday or the day before.
We've been having a ball. We were in Maui. Most people come over here to play golf, and we certainly do. We play golf over here, but really, we come over here to hike. My wife loves to hike the mountains here in Hawaii. So we went to Maui and hiked a few trails, and we came over here yesterday, and we literally drove around the entire Big Island yesterday. So we were in the car for, I don't know, 9 hours, and we were looking for various trails to hike. We went down into Waipio Valley and then through the volcano. But anyway, we had a great time. Today's a little golf, though.
Today, where are you going to play?
We're going to play Kohanaiki.
Oh, it's
Parker
beautiful.
Parker McLaughlin is a member there, so he called and arranged for us to go out there and play this morning. So looking forward to that. My wife, she claims that she's hitting it better than she's ever hit it, and that she's going to beat me today.
Well, there
she's chirping like the mine of birds.
She's your inspiration, Brandel. I mean, when she's on, I've got to talk to you about this. This is great because Brandel.
She just saw how poorly I played at Q school, and she's like feeling all full of herself. She almost beat me last year at Kapalua. We were on the 16th hole. And I said to her, because she looked like she was playing really, really well, I said, "You're playing good today." And she goes, "You're only beating me by one." Now, she did make a 10 on the next hole.
Well, but there you go. See, got to be careful when you're the golf gods. They say, ha, ha, ha. You think you're so good.
Hawaii is her happy place.
I'm glad. I'm so glad. Would you please say hi for me?
I will indeed say hi for you.
You know, speaking of the PGA Tour Champions qualifying school, Brandel won. I mean, listen, he turned pro in 1985, attended the University of Texas, All-American, on the PGA Tour, victory, shared a first-round lead at the Masters in 1999, 6 straight years among the top 100 on the PGA Tour money list. Then he decided to, well, go to Golf Channel because in 2003, I guess, you lost your card?
That's right. That's right. I went back to Q school in 2003 or 2002, into 2002. I missed by one.
Oh.
But by then I was, I don't know, what the heck, I was 40, and I was wanting to go do something else. I'd played golf my entire life, basically, nothing else. And I honestly, I wasn't really playing that bad. I mean, I was close. I mean, I didn't have a great year, and I wasn't injured. I just really wanted to go do something else with my life. And I spent, I don't know, 15 years completely absorbed in what I was doing, and I'm still completely absorbed in that. But I kind of got the competitive urge again. So I went back out and abused myself this entire year. And humbled myself once again trying to play golf.
Well, you know what? Wait a second. That PGA Tour Champions Q School, that first round was an amazing hole, almost hole in one. I mean,
I don't know how that ball stayed out. But,
Then, you know, 4 birdies and 6 holes during the second 9. You must have.
I like that you're only talking about the good stuff. That's really nice of you. that's a way to butter up your guests.
Yes,
I like that.
Well, you know, this is where I get into it. You know. I got to ask you, because Brandel Chamblee is like an analyst, and he will take apart people's swing. He is right there saying, this is great, this guy looks fabulous, but he's also right there to say, hey, he should not be doing this, or you could do this better. So I have to ask, Brandel, do you sit and analyze yourself?
Yes, of course, absolutely. And, you know, not, I mean, pretty critical, yeah. I mean, I'm like most people. I'm way better on the range at this point in my life than I am on the golf course. So, no, golf is hard. You know, you have to play professional golf, you've got to be, first of all, healthy. You know, your body's got to feel good and move well. So you got to have it in great shape. And then, you know, you've got to hit the ball long and straight and chip good and putt good and think good. And if any part of your game is off, you're not going to do well. And it was great to go back out and play. And really, honestly, one of the biggest reasons I wanted to go back out and play is not, I mean, yeah, I wanted to compete and see the guys that I grew up with. But I honestly just feel like it's going to help me do my job better, because I refamiliarize myself with not only how hard the game of golf is, but also sort of a growing way, introduce myself to the way the game has changed over the last 15 years in terms of equipment and how players get fit with equipment and how tedious that process is, but also how fulfilling it is. How fitness has changed, the people they work with, how they go about it, and just in general, the people around the game and how that's all changed. So I was fascinated this entire year to play on the I played a handful of times on the PGA Tour Champions, and I was just fascinated being out there watching Bernhard Langer get ready for a round of golf. Miguel Angel Jimenez, who, it's funny, people will show the videos of him doing these weird contortions on the range before he plays. But what you don't know is that he's been in the gym an hour before that, and he's already loose. And, okay, those are fun and interesting, but what he did in the gym an hour before he went out there to play golf is far more fascinating. He may not look like he's in the greatest of shape because he's got a little paunch to him, but I promise you, the guy could turn himself into a pretzel in the gym. He's so flexible. And you realize that, you know, he works hard and plays hard. And there's no secret to longevity in the game of golf. You have to have a good body. You know, you have to have a good engine, great flexibility. And it's fun watching that. And, of course, you can extrapolate that to the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, and you realize that, you know, Rory McIlroy has, you know, improved his body this year. And that's the reason why he played some of the best golf he's ever played in his life and all the way through the ranks. We only see the best. We don't see those that are struggling. But, you know, there's not a lot of room out there for that many golfers, maybe a couple hundred on the PGA Tour, 150 on the LPGA Tour, and, you know, 50 or 60 on the PGA Tour Champions. And there's tens of thousands of people trying to play professional golf. It's a hard game.
It is a hard game. And I'm wondering, now that you have empathy again, being on the course, will that soften your criticism?
Probably so. I just try to tell the truth, you know. But yeah, probably, you know, you get out there and you, I'm sure it will. But I hope it will inform it more than anything. I don't know that soften it is the word I'm looking for, but I hope that it will inform it in a deeper way. I try to tell our audience things that are not obvious, and I say all the time you have to work really, really hard to come up with something to say, you know, something interesting to say. It doesn't just fall out of the trees. When you go into golf commentary after having been a golfer, you run out of stories 2 months after you've been into commentary. They're gone. You've used them all. Now you have to come up with something else to say. And to do that, I think it takes a lot of work. And I am constantly looking at new and interesting and sometimes, you know, funny ways, but mostly interesting ways to inform our audience. And this particular year, I spent a lot of time trying to inform myself on new ways that I can enlighten our audience.
That's awesome. I understand completely, because once you put yourself back into it, you can then say, okay, I remember that feeling. And as a consequence of remembering that feeling that you think that person is having with their body or just the movement or something is going on in the head, whatever it may be, you can then extrapolate that out into this may be what's going on with this person now that you're watching on television.
That's right. And, you know, you get to know some of the, you know, the peripheral of the game of golf a little bit better and understand their ideas and where they're coming from and get to talk to the players in a little deeper way. You know, I've always said that the player's voice is well represented on our desk. With, you know, David Duvall, you know, still plays, and I think he does a great job of bringing the player's perspective up there. Nabilo, who has moved on to CBS now, but he's always done a great job of bringing the player's voice up there. And, you know,
I think you do a fabulous job. That's
well,
all. You're very insightful. I love the way you look at a swing and explain things. You have that ability to make it come.
I appreciate that. I'm a geek about the game of golf and the golf swing. And I see things that are interesting to me, and I hope that they're interesting to our audience.
Yeah, and when you see yourself and you try to analyze yourself and then you try to go out there and do what you told yourself to do, then you say, wow, what I'm telling these guys to do is not that easy.
Well, it's funny. You know, you can't really play golf thinking about all of those. You know, people who are really, really good at analyzing golf swings are not necessarily the best players because they think analytically. And you have to, golf is not linear, it's abstract. So to play the game, you have to be more artful. So, you know, to talk about it, perhaps you need to be, you know, scientific, but they're not necessarily conducive to playing good golf. So, you know, highly analytical people are rarely good at sports. It's, you know, it's you have to be sort of a great sort of right and left brain combination. Most golfers, or most, I should say, most elite athletes are cross-eyed dominant, which, so if you think about it, you know, to be analytical, your left brain, and to be creative, your right brain. And if you believe that, you know, I mean, most athletes are right-handed. Most people are right-handed. But most great elite athletes are left-eye dominant. So the cross-eyed dominance, you know, depending upon what literature you read, is, in effect, some elements of left and right brain. So it's linear and abstract. It's analytical and creative. It's scientist and poet. And those are real. I mean, you start to look at great athletes and you realize that there is this cross-eyed dominance that goes on in the game. And that's how you play the game. I mean, you play the game artfully, creatively, intuitively, instinctively. And if you spend too much time analyzing the game, thinking about what you're doing, you're never going to do it the way you want to do it. That is the catch of sports. You can't necessarily, I've always said that, you know, teachers don't teach athletes anything. Teachers learn from athletes. And then they spread that information as best they can. But it's always the athlete that originates. It's the athlete that creates. And we learn from the great athletes. It's not the other way around. Teachers learn from great athletes. They don't originate these ideas. They don't think of them. It's the great athlete that shows the teacher how things are done.
That's beautifully said. And when the athlete is at a place where they're stymied for some reason within themselves, the teacher can then help move them forward.
Sure. When you were playing your best, you did this, or try this, or I suggest this, or yeah, absolutely. No question about it. I mean, Jack Nicklaus used to take all of one lesson a year from his coach, Jack Grout. And it was the beginning of the year. He would say, all right, pretend I'm a beginning student. Take me through the basics. And Jack Grout would say, you know, this is your grip. This is the ball position. This is where your stance goes. And so on and so forth. You know, your shoulders are here, your hips are here, and I want to see what you can do. But, you know, it was Jack Grout who told Jack to reach for the sky, but it was Jack who came up with the flying right elbow. Tom Watson went out and played golf with Jack Nicklaus when he was 15 years of age. He got invited to play with Jack Nicklaus because he had won the men's championship when he was 14, and he went back to his teacher, Stan Thirsk, and said, I can't believe how high Jack Nicklaus hit the golf ball. And Dan Thuris said, well, if you want to hit it high like Jack, you got to reach for the sky. Tom Watson came up with, you know, his own version of Jack Nicklaus's golf swing. Doesn't look like Jack, but, you know, he hit it high like Jack, and he hit it long. And then it was Lee Trevino who watched Ben Hogan hit golf balls in the 60s, and he realized that Ben Hogan hit fades, and that was the way to play the game. That was his idea. That's how you got to play the game. Now, nobody would say Lee Trevino swings like Ben Hogan, but in his mind, he swung like Ben Hogan. And that's how Lee Trevino came up with his golf swing and his fade. It's the athlete that innovates and creates. And what's going on in
Mine
the sport right
muted.
Now, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's that too many athletes are being robbed of their genius by the ideas of teachers.
Line and unmuted.
Sorry, there's something within the conference connection. I apologize.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. All good.
Yeah, we're all good. I'm sorry that wasn't supposed to come through. Someone was talking in the background, and we were trying to mute them so they don't get in the way of the conversation you and I are having. And we're on four radio stations across Hawaii, and of course streaming online. And sometimes some things happen, and in that case,
yes. Live TV, live radio, all the same.
Isn't that the truth? I'm sorry I interrupted your stream of consciousness. It was wonderful. Can I ask you about the President's Cup, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. President's Cup. What I saw in the international team, which, by the way, doesn't really get what the U.S. team gets to play every year. They get to play Ryder Cup and they get to play President's Cup. So they've got more practice of being a team. The internationals, what I saw, and I don't know what you know, I saw a gelling. I saw a group of guys who didn't care what country they were from working together to beat the other team they were playing against. And it looked to me like with the way the globalization of this game is progressing, that we're going to see a very powerful international team that we're going to have to really take, not for granted. And that made me happy.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, I think Ernie Els did a great job of creating an idea of unity, you know, a flag and an emblem. But he also put together an amazing team of assistant captains. I don't know if you can find somebody smarter in the game of golf than Jeff Ogilvie. And I have the pleasure of working with Trevor Immelman, so I know how sharp he is and how analytical he is. And then, of course, KJ Choi was also one of the assistant captains there. And so you had the nucleus of just a great team to pull together the let's say diverse elements of every international team and make them work with a singular focus. And Ernie did that. I hope that he comes back, and I hope that team comes back on the international side, because they look like they had sort of overcome the obstacles that beset the international team biannually.
Mm-hmm. And as a team, when they're playing in pairs, they do so really very, very well. And then when they're matched against one-on-one, the U.S. team, what does it take for the internationals to get that sense of power or confidence? Is that what's lacking?
Well, they're outranked, first of all. I mean, they're wildly outranked. I mean, on paper, the United States team was three times better than them. So, they have to do. They have to play out of their mind to beat the U.S. team. Which, as the game of golf becomes more global and they get better globally, the back end of the team, so to speak, gets a little deeper. They'll do better, but I think there's probably too many points that they play for in the international team. They should play for less points. If you remember, if you look back at the beginning of the Ryder Cup, they played for 12 points, 10 points, 16, 18, 30, 34, 28. They've varied the points throughout the history of the Ryder Cup, and they varied the format throughout the history of the Ryder Cup until they got it right, until, all the elements came together. And we're in the early stages yet of this competition between the internationals and the U.S., so I think they need to decrease the number of points that they play for. And at some point down the road, the international team will find a spark like the European team found Seve. And maybe Ernie was that spark. Maybe it's Jeff Ogilvie. Maybe it's KJ Choi. I don't know. But but they put on a hell of a show.
They did.
The U.S., the dysfunctional drama that was Patrick Reed that came to the U.S. team, I think, derailed it to some extent and slowed it down. And but I think they found their sea legs, so to speak, by the third and fourth days, and their world ranking became more obvious.
Yeah,
they're just better players. Their average world rank was 12th. It's the best team the U.S. has ever fielded. So I mean, how are you going to beat a team of 12 players where their average world rank is 12th? I mean, you think about that. I mean, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
How good that team was on paper.
Yep.
And then you had Tiger Woods, who mitigates the disadvantage of being on home turf, because it doesn't matter where you take Tiger Woods in the world, people are going to cheer for him. They're not going to boo him. So, you know, having Tiger Woods as the captain and playing, who just won the Masters, you know, I tip my cap to the internationals for making it a close contest.
We'll see what happens in the future as the international guys just get stronger and get more of all the stuff that the U.S., you know, the U.S. players are at advantage with money. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of resources. They have a lot of sponsors. And that's going to happen the stronger the internationals get, the stronger the countries. It's like the Olympics. If you've got somebody, that country that's behind you, if you've got some companies that are behind you, all of a sudden things start clicking and you have more power. And I think that'll happen. For our final question this morning, Tigers win at the Masters or Tigers win at the Zozo? Which was most impressive for you this year?
The Zozo.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen him play better. You know, he looked 28 years old again. But there was always a little, unpredictability to his game when he was 28. You know, he might hit it 80 yards offline. He drove it unbelievably straight at Zozo, and it was he looked more of it like a tactician, you know, sort of working his way around the golf course. So I mean the comeback and the win at the Masters is the biggest story of 2019, but I still think he looked better at Zozo. And when you think about 2020, the fact that looming is the Olympics, there's no way Tiger Woods is not motivated to play golf again in Japan in the Olympics, stand on that podium, and the Ryder Cup. You think about how motivated he's going to be to get there, and along the way are major championships. So he's going to get 83 and 84 wins this year. He's going to get to that number. And along the way, he's going to be, let's say, healthier and motivated and hungry. So 2020 is promising to be a huge year in golf.
Brandel Chambly, PGA Tour, Golf Channel analyst, golfchannel.com contributor, author of The Anatomy of Greatness, Lessons from the Best Golf Swings in History. Thanks for being on the show. Have fun on the Big Island.
Yes, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your show. You have Kevin Robbins on, I heard, who wrote a great book on Payne Stewart. So I look forward to listening to the rest of that as I'm driving over.
Thank you. Awesome. Kohana Iki, it won't be as windy. You too. Have fun.
I hope not. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. We're going to come back after this. We're going to go to Century Tournament of Champions. We're going to go to Sony Open in Hawaii. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle.
$6.6 million has been raised for Maui charities through the Century Tournament of Champions over the years. It is January 1st through the 5th. That's just 10 days away. I can't believe how time flies.
It's amazing. If you're right around the golf course right now, you'd think we were ready to start tomorrow. We got grandstands and tents and signage. All of it's going up. We're already up.
That's fantastic. You know, you've got a new initiative that I wanted to focus on, plus Aloha Friday, the Banyan Club. Ohana Day is on Wednesday, focused on keiki. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is a new thing that we're debuting this year at the tournament. And really, the main messaging is, you know, we're lucky, like most PGA Tour events, to feature free admission for kids, for keiki, here at the tournament. It's one of those things that I think, you know, people still don't quite know that's a true thing. And that's true for all 5 days that we're open to the public, Wednesday through Sunday. But we wanted to start this initiative on Wednesday called Ohana Day to really incentivize families and kids to come out to the tournament on that Wednesday. Because the Wednesday is it's a pro-am day, but it's a great day to get autographs from players. You know, the players obviously aren't competing in the actual four-day competition that day, so they're more likely to do autographs and that sort of thing. Plus, we've got some really fun people playing in the pro-am this year, like local star Shane Victorino.
Wow, cool.
former Red Sox star and Philly star, and actually one of his buddies is playing in the pro-am. Current Braves pitcher Cole Hamels, who is the MVP of the World Series back to the Phillies, I want to say in 2008.
Cool.
We've got the guy that played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. Tom Felton is playing in our pro-am. He's actually a really great guy, awesome golfer.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we've got some of these people that are out at the tournament that are going to be signing autographs and doing little meet and greets with fans. And then, you know, at 11 o'clock, we're actually going to honor the Wailuku Little League Baseball teams. I don't know if you remember, but one of the teams made it to the Final Four of the Little League World Series.
Absolutely.
So just really focusing on some community stuff. And, you know, Chris Berman will be there to sign some autographs. And I think he was just doing our radio voiceover in that last break you had there. So he's a great friend of the tournament. But also you can sign your name and sign in to represent one of the public schools on the island. And the school that has the most kids as a percentage of the total enrollment, so we want to give small schools a good chance too, we'll get a nice donation from Century after the tournament.
So the kids from the schools around Maui, the most kids from each school, but not if it's a big school, a small school, you won't be based. It's percentage of the school that turns out.
Yes, exactly. And it's not just the kids. You can, if you're there and you want to support as an adult, by all means, come and sign at our sign-in desk, which will probably be right around the first tee area.
And don't you have a kid zone, too, for autographs, so it's easier for kids to get autographs?
Yes, and that will be around the first tee as well. That's actually moved. It used to be over by the 18th hole, but this year we're going to do it around. There's a little bit more room around the first tee with some of the changes that have been made to the golf course in the last year. And so we've actually moved our scoring area up to the clubhouse, which will move our autograph area right by the first tee.
Fantastic. So it's Ohana Day on Wednesday, focusing on the keiki, the kids zone for getting those autographs. And the school that has the most sign-ins is going to get a contribution from Century Tournament of Champions. That's awesome. Century, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you.
Yeah, and sorry, the last bit, and I forgot about this, is that the Maui Food Bank is one of the places where you can get tickets for that Wednesday, for Ohana Day. And if you donate 10 pounds of food, you get a free pair of tickets for Wednesday.
10 pounds of food to the Maui Food Bank, and you get two free tickets for Wednesday's Ohana Day, where it's all focused on the keiki. On Friday of the tournament, are you having the Aloha Friday tradition and players? Everybody is going to be wearing Aloha Friday attire, which is Hawaiian kind of flowery pattern clothing.
Yeah. Exactly. So we started this one last. I think it was a really great success in year one. We saw a lot of players, a lot of fans participating. And this year we're taking it a little step further, and Century is going to actually donate $1,500 and add to our charitable fund for the year for every player that participates in the program. So that's going to be great, a meaningful way to help grow that number that goes back to charity and encourage our players to have some fun. I'm excited this year. I mean, Ricky Fowler was really the impetus behind the idea.
Uh-huh.
If you remember, two years ago, he wore the untucked Hawaiian Puma shirt.
Yes.
And it was created some buzz on social media and in the telecast. And he's back in the field. And I think we're going to see some similar stuff from him this year, would be my guess.
So if we see a little Aloha attire on Ricky or Gary Woodland or Patrick Cantlay, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Reed, Paul Casey, anybody, any of those guys, if they... Is it $1,500 per player?
$1,500 per player.
Wow. We could make a lot of money for charities.
Yeah, exactly. So the hope is that everyone participates, and it's a really, really nice chunk of change that gets added to our charitable dollars, which go to charities that stay here on the island, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It all stays on Maui, and that's awesome. The Banyan Club. Now, I love banyan trees, and so do minor birds. Banyan Club is on the 8th. It's a par 3, tough hole, but it's got all the amenities. Tell us about the Banyan Club.
Yeah, this is a cool one, and it's new, and it came from, we looked at everything that we had at the tournament and decided that what we had room for was kind of a level of ticket where you could go have a great time and maybe even have some TVs, watch some coverage of the golf, maybe watch some of the NFL playoff games, have a place to get out of the sun, have some soft seating, bar rails, but also have some great views of golf. And so, we've got this venue that's the left of the green on the 8th hole that we've called the Banyan Club. It sits next to this really big old banyan tree. Very cool. And the 8th hole is a great hole, to your point. It's a difficult par 3. It's going to be even tougher because they've actually moved the tee box about 30 yards to the right. It actually really changes the angle of that hole. I think that's going to be something you'll notice differently this year, Danielle, about the way that the golf course plays for the professionals.
I can't wait to see the Plantation course after the refinement. I've just seen pictures, and it looks amazing. And speaking of the course, the ultimate souvenir this year is the one-of-a-kind Century Tournament of Champions poster, commissioned piece of artwork by Kristen Bernardo. And it's a view from the 18th. Of course, everybody has seen the view from the 18th. The proceeds of these poster prints will be donated to the local charities on behalf of Century Insurance. So where do we get those posters?
Yeah, you get those at the merchandise tent. So our merchandise tent's right by the 18th hole, as it's been the last couple of years. And you can purchase that in there, and the proceeds from that will go directly towards growing our charitable number. Just like what I was just talking about with the Aloha Friday and all that kind of stuff. So we're pretty pumped up about all these extra things we're trying to do to generate a few extra dollars. I mean, we do a really nice job even without this extra stuff, but there's always room to generate a few extra dollars for the local nonprofits and charities that need it so badly.
Well, we've got one more show next week, Saturday, for us to talk some more about all the things happening. We won't know everybody. Well, maybe we will know everybody.
We will. By next Saturday, we're past the commitment deadline. Yeah. We'll know, but we'll have a lot more to talk about because Friday at 5 p.m. is the commitment deadline for us. So things are shaping up. We've got, you named quite a few of the guys just a second ago. A lot of the guys played really well at the President's Cup last week that are going to be here. And not just the big names like Ricky and Xander, but even some of the international guys like Joaquin Niemann and CT Pan, who are going to be in our field, just played great golf. I mean, what a great week that was for golf.
It certainly was. I mean, I was cheering for the internationals. Don't tell anyone.
This is the first President's Cup I haven't worked since 2011, and there's always a little, everyone always roots. They're such an underdog. Everyone wants them to compete, so I think it was pretty cool to see them put up a really good fight.
So we'll talk next weekend, okay, Alex?
All right, Danielle.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. It's January 1st through the 5th, and you can go to Century Tournament of Champions online. Get your tickets, get more information. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy, visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
Okay, this guy's infectious. Okay, Dan Beaver, long drive champion, trick shot artist, corporate and charity entertainment, and he will be in Hawaii for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dan.
Daniel, good morning. You are amazing. I'm telling you, 24 years of doing radio shows, I have never seen anybody as on top of it as you are.
Well, thank you.
With your website and social media and your details, wow, kudos. Well, I have no reason to suck up to you. It is awesome, man.
Dan, you are awesome. Everything that I've seen about Dan Beaver, the long drive champion and trick shot artist who's going to be here in Hawaii at Sony Open in Hawaii, and it's going to be for a really cool undertaking, so to speak. It's the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association's the Pro Junior. It's Tuesday at Wailea Country Club, and it's so much fun. And it's very challenging, but Dan, when I was looking at your video, you got to go to the YouTube channel and check out this video of Dan Beaver. Just, you know, Google Dan Beaver YouTube and you'll see it. Everyone is laughing and smiling and having a blast with you, Dan. You're like, that's why I said you're infectious. The way you get everybody smiling and they're rolling on their back and kicking up their feet and they're just having a blast. How do you do that?
Listen, I have had the great privilege of hitting balls and telling stories full time for 20 years, since 2000. And so, you know, I've been bugging Ray Stozic for 10 years, bugging him to come to the Sony Open, and finally I broke him down. And, and listen, you know, I sometimes start my shows by picking up a golf ball and saying, you know what I love about this right here? It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care your skin color, your gender, who you vote for, how much money you make, where you live. It treats everybody the same. And it's usually crappy, right? This little golf ball treats all of us, but everybody can relate. So when I roll into Hawaii, the golfers there that struggle with certain aspects of their game are the same way they struggle with it in Alabama or Florida or New York or Iowa or Missouri, where I'm from. So yeah, it's been a great pleasure, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do it.
Yeah, you've gone to, I mean, my son is Army. You've gone to Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, Camp Victory in Iraq. What was that like when you went to entertain the troops?
Once again, you are on it, aren't you? The fact that you know that I was at Leatherneck, I have some sand, some dust from Camp Leatherneck sitting here in my office.
Oh.
It was amazing. I mean, the thing I came away with was just the amazing sacrifice of being away. I mean, it was a 10-day trip for me and the Troops First Foundation over Thanksgiving. And I travel a lot, so I hate being away from my wife and my kids. And to look around and see these men and women who would be away for a year or more and have people shooting at, you know, it's just the amazing sacrifice. And the great thing about, when they dropped us in Baghdad, and David Faraday, who also, is part of that organization, he said, "Oh, man, you are a sniper's delight," because I'm not necessarily a real skinny guy. And he was being mean. The great thing for us, they would set us down somewhere with 50 or 60 or 100 people and go, "Hit it at that building right there. You see that building with the window blown out? Hit it at that building." So it was a great place to do golf shows. It was fun. It was, to roll over there with guys like Tom Watson and Corey Pavin, and, I'm a golf fan. I grew up watching them, so it was pretty amazing to be part of that.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately, I don't make this light, but it's a city where you can actually play city golf. You know, there are places in Europe where they play city golf, which is, to me, amazing that you're not breaking windows. There you could. everybody talks about Dan Beaver. He's the long drive champion and trick shot artist. He'll be at Sony Open in Hawaii. He's on the Today Show. Now, when you taught Jordan Spieth how to hit a golf ball, teed up with a marshmallow on top.
Okay. Yeah, you better clarify that. When you start by saying, when you taught Jordan Spieth, I didn't teach him anything.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, then. Okay, listen to this. There is a golf ball with a marshmallow on top. Jordan Spieth has to hit the golf ball, make the marshmallow fly up in the air, and then catch it in his mouth. That's the trick.
Yes.
Wow. How did you come up with that?
Amazing, because, it's a highly attended junior clinic, youth clinic there at the Byron Nelson, and Jordan, I'd done 3 or 4 years worth of shows with him there, and he was always super accommodating and really friendly. He was as friendly after winning the Masters as before. You know, he's just a great human being, and these kids want to see the kids like at this youth clinic that we'll be doing. Do you pronounce it Kapolei?
Kapolei.
Kapolei.
Yeah.
We have an event there that Saturday, the 4th, and kids, young kids, don't necessarily care about how you hold the club or, where your feet are. If you're 8 years old, you just want to see things get broken, and you want to see, watermelon smashed. And so for them to see Jordan Spieth take a golf ball with a marshmallow on it, flip it up in the air with a wedge, and then catch it, they went crazy. It was beautiful. And
it
he was.
Was
a great sport. So it was fun.
It was fun. He had fun.
Yeah.
Everybody had fun. In fact, it's like everybody's oohing and aahing and watching Dan entertain. Everyone's rolling around having and smiling. Now, the Kapolei event on the 4th of January, the time I could not find.
10 a.m. to 11 a.m., which, if I understand right, comes after your show. So you are cordially invited to bring yourself out. And I will put your skills to the test with our soda can challenge, hitting balls at a 50-foot piece of plywood. Not a 50-foot, 50 yards away, a piece of plywood with some soda cans. How's your schedule look for the 4th? Are you free?
The 4th, bring
your golf skills out?
I'll be over there at Kapalua. I'll be...
Oh, you're killing me.
But I can be there on Tuesday when you are for the pro junior event. You just throw me completely off. Yeah, and the invitation is wonderful. I would totally love to be at one of your trick shot shows, because, as I keep saying, you know, I'm just amazed at how happy people are when they watch you. And you must have the most, well, you do, seeing you on the video. You have this way, you're like a big bear. And everybody just loves you, and you have this.
Is that another reference to my weight?
No,
it's
no.
I've never seen a real skinny bear.
No, it's that feeling.
Bear.
You want to hug, you know. You're smiling, and you're showing, you know, you're a long drive champion, so you can whack that ball, and you're smashing it through things, and it's funny. And then this poor guy, I don't know what you were doing in the one video. He's lying on the ground, and you put the ball right between his thighs?
Possibly. Yeah. I don't remember clearly. Possibly. I'm sure I okayed it. He signed a waiver.
Oh,
everything
sure.
Good.
He was happy.
He didn't walk away the same as he walked up. He's fine. He was older. He's not going to have kids. Doesn't matter.
So Dan Beaver, you can find him. He does corporate and charity entertainment. He's been at Century Tournament of Champions, and now he's at Sony Open in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But what you need to do is go to Kapolei, because they have the most. Annika Sorenstam did a clinic at Kapolei at their driving range, and it's a really, really spacious driving range. You'll really like it. And so on the 4th of January, from 10 in the morning until 11 in the morning, bring your kids. Bring yourself. Go. Just go to Kapolei.
What's amazing. Hey, listen, I hate to cut in here. Thank you so much for sponsoring that event. Anybody who shows up gets a $100 bill courtesy of this golf show. So that was so big of you to do that. It was just amazing. The golf show, the Golf Club Radio Show, $100 bills to anybody who shows up.
Help!
Thank Rick Gray. Hey, thank Rick Gray for coming out of his pocket on that one.
Oh, dear. We're in Hawk now.
All right, I know you're going to say afterward, that's not real. Do not expect $100. People will be like, hey, where's my $100 bill?
I'm sorry. Dan... can you be a guest on my show again in the future? We have too much fun. This is fabulous.
I'm very busy. I'll have to check my schedule. Yeah. You have become my favorite person next to my... You're maybe tied with my wife, as sweet as you've been in the last few minutes. Thank you so much. The interview with Brandel was awesome, man. I met him a few years ago at the UT Texas Club or whatever in Dallas, and he just couldn't have been nicer. So I was looking forward to listening to that. It was a wonderful interview.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. And he may be listening right now with Bailey Mosier. They're off to Kohanaiki to play around. And it's not as windy at Kohanaiki as it is. We've got this wind warning going on. You're going to come. It's going to be fabulous. I can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are so much fun. This is Dan Beaver, long drive champion, trick shot artist. He gets paid to do golf stuff.
Is that ridiculous? It's almost as ridiculous as getting paid to talk on the radio.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're good at it.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back and talk to Matt Rollins, because he's the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And, of course, right there at Wailea Country Club, where you can also see Dan Beaver, they're going to have the Pro Junior Challenge. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Aloha Power has what you need this weekend. You can bring your Christmas list into Aloha Power Equipment. They will give you Black Friday pricing. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Power it, Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island, and Waipahu. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. We've kicked off the 2019 of the spring-summer season with Michelle Wheat, the We Love Ping Pong fundraiser for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And we've seen the year come to a close with the Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions in early December. And now we're getting ready to kick off 2020, and the Sony Open in Hawaii Pro Junior Challenge is on again. This is so much fun for the kids. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate being here.
Absolutely. I mean, is he going to be fun, Dan Beaver?
Oh, he's going to be awesome, and I think it's a nice little change to the program, and there's a bunch of kids that come out from a few schools to watch too, and I think he's really going to have their attention and get them laughing and stuff like that. So I would really encourage as many kids to come out as possible. It's a free event. I know it is on a school day for a lot of the schools and kind of starting up the new year, but I think this is worth it for an afternoon if you can get out and see this stuff.
Yeah, make it a field trip and sports credit or something. So how did Colby Urai, Peter Jung, Carissa Kilby, Marshall Kim, and Jennifer Koga get the honor to be in the Hawaii Tourism Pro Junior Challenge?
Well, a lot of hard work, really. These kids work really hard all year. They practice a ton, they compete a ton, and they qualified through various ways. Colby, for one, he's our state champion for the year, so he's worked really hard to earn that. And then we have a point system that rank our players, so these kids kind of throughout the year they have an opportunity to earn points and qualify. And it's a great group of kids. Some great results from them. So Colby, state champion. You got Peter Jung, who actually played in the Sony last year as a 16-year-old, or this year as a 16-year-old. So a great experience for him. Carissa Kilby, she went out to Pinehurst, and she was runner-up in the North-South Championship there, which is a pretty strong international field. You've got Marshall Kim. Marshall was our Dave & Buster's champion this year, plays a lot of golf. And then Jennifer Koga, she actually qualified for the U.S. Junior Girls Championship this year, made it to match play. And then she was also the Oahu Junior Champion this year. So these kids really work hard, and it'll be great to kind of see them rewarded. And this event, they get paired up with a golf professional that will be playing in the Sony. And they get to go through... it's kind of like a big break style event, and do some of these same things that Dan will be doing in his trick shot event to kind of kick things off. And so then we get to see the kids and the pros try some of these similar type skills.
It's really cool. What's going to happen is there's going to be the pre-show at 2:30. This all starts at 2:30 on January 7th, Tuesday, 2:45. Okay, get there at 2:30. And no charge. Okay, so you're on the 18th green at the YLI Country Club. At 2:30 is the pre-show with Dan Beaver. You just heard him. And then there's the welcome remarks. And then there's the Pro Junior Challenge when the kids that Matt Rollins, the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, just told you about, they're all going to be there. They're going to be paired with, so far we have Lanto Griffin, James Hahn, Smiley Kaufman, Parker McLaughlin, and one other, not determined yet. So they're all going to get together. They're going to have this closest to the pin. They'll have challenge putts. There's going to be more trick shot in between all of these as they're setting up. There's going to be the plywood challenge. I have a feeling that means hitting the ball through the plywood, but that's only because I've watched a few videos so far. And then there's the awards ceremony, and everything wraps up at 4:15. So much fun, and the kids are going to have a blast, and I know that anybody who, you really should go. This is going to be a great, and it's all for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Who's kicking in the fundraising for you?
Yeah, and that's a big piece of that. Obviously, the HTA is they're the big sponsor putting this on, and then we're a beneficiary of the Friends of Hawaii Charities kind of following the event. And I think it's just the fact that the PGA Tour is in town for basically the month of January. They're in the state, and there's so many great things that happen for kids because of the tour coming into town. So. Everybody helps out a little bit there. YLI Golf Club for allowing us the space, and then the team at 141 for really putting on the event and the skills portion. They really do everything there so that our kids can come out and enjoy the event. So it's really special, and I would just encourage as many kids and parents to come out and watch as possible.
So thank you to Hawaii Tourism, Monarch Insurance and Spectrum, KHON-TV, and Aloha Section PGA. Thank you, Matt Rollins, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Of course, we're going to remind everybody next week that this is happening, and we'll remind them the following week when we're at Century, because then it's Sony. Thank you so much for being on the show, Matt.
Thanks, Danielle. I look forward to seeing you on the 7th.
It's going to be fun. Aloha. Going to come back. We're still looking for some caddies for the Pro-Am at the Sony Open in Hawaii. And Steve Smalls, he's going to be on. He's a representative for Caddy Now. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Celebrate the new year with the Tour's big hitters at Wailea, January 7th through 13th. Golf's best, like Patton Kizzire, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and Bryson DeChambeau, bring big game drama, creating big money for Hawaii charities. Get your tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with ID. Admissions and bag policy, visit SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. By the way, you know, Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Well, they're having a Black Friday sale this weekend. So bring your Christmas list in to either the Sand Island or the Waipahu location. And guess what? You're going to get Black Friday pricing this weekend only at Aloha Power Equipment. Steve Small, Caddy Now Hawaii representative, welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So I understand we need caddies, and you're a representative for Caddy Now. Tell us, how can we get in touch with you and become a caddy for the Pro-Ams at Sony Open in Hawaii?
Really exciting opportunity for anyone that's 14 and up. So 14 all the way until you're comfortable to be out there carrying a bag around for 18 holes. And how you sign up is caddynow.com/Sony Open. And we have 6 orientations left to make sure you know what you need to know for the Pro-Ams of the Sony Open, which will occur on January 6th and 8th. And we need as many bodies as we can get. So if you want to go inside the ropes and get some experience walking alongside tour players and tour caddies, we could really use your help.
Absolutely. With Caddy Now, this is a really cool opportunity for people. If you're looking for a caddy, you go to Caddy Now, and with Steve Small doing this now, you can get a caddy to take you, you know, around a course. Let's say you're visiting, and you go to Caddy Now and get a caddy, and they'll help you with the local knowledge that they have, and you'll have a really cool experience here in the islands playing golf. It's Caddy Now. But we need caddies for the Pro-Am, not for the actual Sony Open, but for the Pro-Am. I think there are 2 Pro-Ams, aren't there, for Sony?
There is. On January 6th and January 8th. Yep.
Okay, so we have got 2, January 6th and January 8th, and you can go to Caddy Now, and it's Caddy Now, and then you log on to that. Do you need to create an account?
You will not. So you just need to register to Caddy, and then all of the details will be provided on kind of what you need to do for the Sony Open. Caddy Now is a platform that you described that allows to do that service, and we'll get you on board with that process through getting registered for the Sony Open.
Great. So you can either look for a caddy, or if you want to do it now, at Caddy Now, or what we're looking for is caddies for the Sony Open in Hawaii. I heard, does anybody get paid, or is this a complete volunteer?
Great question. So it's $100 per caddy per loop. So you have the opportunity on the 6th and the 8th to loop 3 times. So in addition, if you're not looking for the $100, Caddy Now is excited to allow you in your name to donate that $100 to Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the First Tee of Hawaii.
Awesome. Steve Small is also, of course, the Program Development and Marketing Director at the First Tee of Hawaii. So if you are going to be a caddy during the Pro-Ams at Sony Open in Hawaii, because, of course, this will be so cool, it's the Pro-Am, and you get to be the caddy inside the ropes, and then you earn $100. Now, you can earn it and keep it, or you can earn it and donate it. Steve Small, thank you so much for being on the show. And, of course, I'll remind people again and again leading up to the Sony Open that we need caddies for the Pro-Am, and all they have to do is go to Caddy Now and register. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
And we're going to come back. We have the author of a really cool book. It's The Last Stand of Payne Stewart. The year golf changed forever. The year golf changed forever. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, friends. Join me, Chris Berman, at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 1st through the 5th, at the newly refined Plantation Course. Kick off the new year with the PGA Tour's elite champions. Don't miss Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and more when they return to Maui. Tickets start at $25, and kids get in free. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Oh, yes. Aloha Power has what you need. And this weekend, they've got the prices you want. Just bring in your Christmas list, and they'll give you Black Friday pricing. So weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, and power it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. Kevin Robbins is author. You've met him. He was on the show when we talked about Harvey Penick, the life and wisdom of the man who wrote the book on golf. He's a senior lecturer at the University of Texas at Austin School of Journalism and has written for years for daily newspapers and teaches courses in sports journalism and feature writing. Well, today we're talking because this is the 20th year since the passing of Payne Stewart. In what was, boy, you know, sometimes when I was reading this book, my chest would get tight when I read portions of it. Because not only is the writing beautiful, but there's something about, you know, it takes you right back to the day. And it seemed like an absolutely impossible situation. Because here was a jet flying through the sky with people on board. And in my mind, you know, there was no way to get that plane flying full of people who were, as we found out, no longer living. But how is it possible that no military assistance, the FAA, nothing could help while this jet was flying until it crashed to the earth? And that's something that really just the improbability of this situation that it took me right back. And welcome into the clubhouse, Kevin.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon. It's afternoon here in Texas. And before we start, Danielle, I want to say personally, congratulations on the Distinguished Service Award that you won earlier this year from the Aloha section. I know I tweeted at you that day, but that's really great. And I think it says a lot about what you mean to Hawaii golf.
Thank you. My goodness. yeah. This is a really powerful work that you have.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it tells us so much about the man, and flawed. And we don't really think about the part you see him, the statue, you know, the statue with his leg up and his arms up and his plus fours and his cap,
yeah.
You know, and in the book, you talk about how he, just at this time of life when it came to an end, he was changing. Tell us a little bit about
Yeah, he had changed. He'd grown. he'd evolved, and as we all do, you know, I hope that's something that people change, and we don't have to be the person we used to be, and that's kind of the point of the story, I hope. You know, we tend to make heroes and we tend to mythologize our sports figures, and that's fine. You know, we look to them for that. But Payne Stewart was an absolutely ordinary guy who happened to play golf really, really well. And the journalism, the image of that we have, that a lot of people have of Payne is sort of adulatory, and I wanted to round him out. I wanted to make him an ordinary person we can connect to and that we can relate to, and so that's what I hope the story does.
I think you did a very good job of doing that. And was also, did you know Payne Stewart?
I did not. We're from the same state. I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. He grew up down in the state in Springfield, Missouri. So he and Tom Watson and Hale Irwin and Brandel Chambly, I should mention, you know, these people with Missouri roots were golfers I followed. I never did meet him, though. By the time I became a golf writer, Payne Stewart had been dead a couple of years. I regret that. I wish I could have. And I feel like I have met him now, kind of in a metaphysical way, but I never shook his hand.
You don't use, most people when they're writing a book, they use the last name. You always referred to him as Payne and not Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Interesting. Yeah, interesting observation there. We went back and forth on that quite a bit, my editors and me. I feel like using someone's first name provides just a wee bit more intimacy, and that's what it came down to. I looked at the copy that I was writing with Payne's last name, and it felt a little bit cold and a little bit distanced, and I didn't want the story to feel that way.
Yeah. That's perfect, because yes, I'm glad you went with Payne and not Stewart, because it made it personal. It made it so that you felt like you were being pulled into his life, which I guess his wife, Tracy, was a very, yes, very big part of his life.
I'm so glad that you mentioned Tracy. It's my conclusion, really, that without Tracy Stewart, I'm not sure we have the Payne Stewart of 1999, that glorious, magnificent season. Tracy was his, I don't know, the adult in the room almost. I mean, Payne was really just a big grown-up kid, and that's why a lot of people loved him. But he, you know, he could be undisciplined, and he could be a little too spontaneous. Tracy grounded him in a really important way. And she showed him certain paths to take in his life that led to 1999. Without her, we don't have that U.S. Open, I don't think. I don't think we have Payne Stewart back in the Ryder Cup. She meant everything. She still does.
Wow. She created a putting drill for him?
Oh, isn't that sweet? Yeah. A number of people told me that story. To Tom Lehman, in the most detail, he recalled being done with his round. I don't even remember the scene or the circumstance, but he had finished his round at a tournament. He was like in the players' dining room looking out, and it was getting dark. It was dusk, and Payne always struggled with his putter, and that's probably the thing that held him back in maybe winning at Augusta. The greens really just tricked him and fooled him. So Tracy created this little drill, and again, without her, this never would have happened, because Payne didn't have this kind of discipline or commitment to practice. So she created this little drill, and she would sit cross-legged on the green and fetch his balls for him as he was rolling these short putts. I just love that image.
Wow, that is beautiful. There was the other, I guess, major influence, certainly in the way he dressed, was his father. Tell us about his father.
Bill Stewart was a salesman, a traveling salesman, who was a very fine player, too, should be noted. I don't think this has happened in Missouri history ever. In 1979, Payne won the Missouri Amateur, and Bill Stewart won the Missouri Senior Amateur. So as it is with many kids and fathers, Bill Stewart introduced Payne to golf. He belonged to a really nice country club in Springfield called Hickory Hills. And you mentioned the dress. So Bill Stewart thought that in order to be a successful salesman, he needed to be remembered in some way. And so he chose to do that through his own wardrobe. And he wore these loud, bold colors and patterns on sales calls. And he persuaded Payne to believe that in order to be remembered, you have to have a look. And so Payne adopted that look. And I think that, you know, golf history is thankful for that. I mean, here was a man who was splendid. He was a peacock out there. And you know, like, he had this wonderful golf swing that that everybody could recognize from a distance. But wearing those blousy plus fours, the hose, the gold-tipped classic shoes, the flat cap. I mean, he was a brand before golf had brands.
Before golf had brands, yes. Yeah, it was like he was one big logo.
True, and many times he was. You know, he had a deal with NFL properties for a period in the 80s where he was wearing the team colors of wherever he was playing. So, you know, if he were playing in Chicago, he'd wear the Chicago Bears colors.
I just love that. Isn't that something?
Yeah,
that really
he was,
is.
He was a character.
Yeah, so subtle. You know, it was not like putting UPS on your shoulder or something. You know, it was just the colors, and mm-hmm. and there's also so much change when you say the year golf changed forever. Before I ask you why that subtitle, there was a very interesting account of the Battle of Brookline. It didn't start pleasantly. By all accounts from the media. So I'm uh-huh. in your book right now, in this kind of close to the end, right? And
yes.
There's a quote from John Updike. Golf has something to lose if it loses its cool, its air of disinterested courtesy. Not uninterested, but not persuaded that winning is the whole point either. God, that's good.
It is good. What a line. And yeah, and I think, you know, golf has a certain decorum and code of conduct that makes it different from other sports. And, you know, Payne Stewart would kind of violate that code sometimes. You know, he's a big personality. He burned brightly in ways that, I mean, I think about like Tiger Woods, the Tiger Woods of the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
That's who John Updike was referencing. You know, Hogan, Faldo, these steely, impenetrable characters who were kind of above it all. And that, you know, Payne wasn't that way. He was emotional. He was fiery, to his detriment sometimes, but also sometimes to his triumph, too. I mean, you mentioned the statue at Pinehurst that, you know, forever captures that moment after he holed the putt to beat Phil at the U.S. Open. You know, that was just a moment of joy and exuberance, and that's who Payne was. You know, he was alive in every way.
Yeah. So now for the year golf changed everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I've had to talk a lot about this because it is a point of debate, and that's fair. It's not a bright line, Danielle. And actually, the subtitle, it came rather late in the production of the book. We had a different one that was a little more specific to 1999. Here's what was happening in 1999. The ball was changing. The Pro V1, the Titleist Pro V1, was in testing. Hybrids were emerging as a standard feature of every golf bag. Players were becoming more athletic, more powerful. They cared more about their diets and their training. Technology was evolving. The TrackMan and all the gadgets you see at any teacher's facility right now, those didn't exist in '99. And so they were all of these things were converging to change the way that golf was becoming easier. shaft technology, clubhead technology, even irons. Everything was changing, and that's what Pain kind of represented. I don't mean at all to say that Pain's death meant the end of the death of a certain kind of golf. That, and it was just coincidental that, yes, that Pain perished in the way that he did. But really, that season was the last season of relevance for people like Payne Stewart, Mark O'Meara, Hal Sutton, who was the titan and the captain and the MVP of that Ryder Cup team, and Tom Lehman. But these were players born before 1960 who, when they were learning golf, they had to learn it with steel shafts and with forged clubs and with persimmon-headed drivers and wound balls. It was a difficult game for them to learn at their station of life. But players like Tiger and Phil and David Duval and the new generation that was sort of taking the stage in 1999 and 2000 and beyond, they learned with the easier equipment. So that's what I mean by that. It's not a bright line. It's not a fact. It was what was emerging at the time.
You totally get it. It's also the year that I started the show.
Wow. Well, what's the year golf changed forever then?
No, but you know, you're so right. I mean, it did change forever. And we keep seeing, you know, talking about the rolling back of the ball because it's making some of the most beautiful courses irrelevant to the, you know, the long bombers, and everybody wants to see the long hits and where's the finesse in the game. You know, it's all interesting, and it's a beautiful book. I'm talking with Kevin Robbins, author of The Last Stand of Payne Stewart. You really need to get this book. This is a great book to have in your library or to give to someone. You can always have that sent to them. You know, the bookstores, I love you. Amazon will send it directly with the gift thingy. if you haven't figured out what to, you know, Christmas came so quick. The holidays just after Thanksgiving. Kapam! And if you haven't gotten everything done, this is a beautiful book for someone. It's easy. It's the print type size is wonderful because, you know, you don't have to be right. It doesn't have to be on your nose. Thank you for being on the show. Great to have you, Kevin.
Oh, it's always a great honor, and thank you, and happy holidays and everything, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. And now we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. First of all, we're going to celebrate Century Tournament of Champions on the beautifully refined plantation course at Kapalua. What a stroll this will be, where only the champions of the PGA Tour play. This promises to be the best field in golf as we kick off 2020. Century Tournament of Champions, January 2nd to the 5th. And there are some new features for spectators, including something that I really want to be at. It's called the Banyan Club. It's a little bit more expensive than your daily ticket, but it's in the shade at the 8th hole, and there's TVs, and it's inside, so you can go out and then come back. You can go for a few holes, come back and get your refreshments. Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour 2020 schedule. Wiley Country Club, January 8th to the 12th. If you're interested in being inside the ropes and a volunteer, go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Support Friends of Hawaii Charities. And of course, if you'd like to make some money, $100 per round, you can be a caddy, and you go to Caddy Now and sign up to do that. So that's what I want to tell you about. Now, there's something else you need to know about. Have you heard about the rain that nobody knew was coming into the roof of your house? And then it's like this smell, and then they found these big mushrooms. Yeah, if you're smelling something funky, your water may have been getting into your house and you didn't even know it. And with all the heat and then the water and then the heat, something could be growing in your walls. So you call Oahu Extraction. They'll give you a free thermal reading. They can see through your walls and tell you if there's something that needs to be taken care of. And of course, they'll be able to tell you how to do that. But this free thermal reading, 808-330-6212. Call Oahu Extraction. And now, I talked about that Christmas list that maybe you haven't gotten all wrapped up yet. So you go down to Aloha Power. Aloha Power equipment, two locations, Sand Island and Waipahu. And at Aloha Power, this weekend only, they will give you Black Friday pricing. For those of us who've gotten way behind in getting everything done, there's a few more days. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Yes, power it. It's Aloha Power Equipment. So you can always listen to the show. It's radiogolfclub.com/listen if you just want to get to the listen part. Radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. Have fun, Bailey. I hope you beat him. Sorry, Brandel. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.